Speaker, how are you?
I'm doing fine this morning, Tony. How are you?
Oh, boy, busy times on the floor.
It has been busy. It's been a busy 5 months thus far, but that's the way it should be. The problems facing our state are urgent, and so we're taking that urgency to work.
Let's talk about the education cuts. A lot of people up in arms about that. Where do we stand as we speak?
Well, as we found that we had additional money available, most of that money was one-time money, and we found that available in the May Revenue Estimating Conference, which happened about 2 weeks ago. Overwhelming majority of that is going to dedicated to our schools, and what we're being left with is we're going to have incentive money going back at $100 per pupil and a payment on teacher retirement benefits to help our school districts try to keep money going to the classroom. And so what's left is approximately $100 per pupil. That equates to about a 1.4% reduction to the schools. So with the problems that we're facing with a $1.5 billion hole that we had to cover, keeping our K-12 reduction at 1.4%, I think was clearly placing a priority on education.
Speaker, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the House Minority Leader, Richard Hamill, and that is, if education is so important, we want to educate folks, we want to keep them here in the state of Michigan because it helps keep businesses here, it helps make the state prosperous by cutting education, aren't we hurting those prospects?
Again, I look at the amount and look at it at this 1.4%. We have everybody across the board in Michigan has had to make adjustments in the last decade, and education spending has gone up year after year, even though our number of pupils in Michigan has continued to fall. So it's been very stable funding, even though there are less children to serve. Now, we certainly need to reverse that trend and get more students here, but what we need to do, and I think what the last decade proves, we need to contain costs. We can't continue to fund this model as it's been funded, and when I talk to school districts, school board members, and school superintendents, that's what they say. They say, if you gave us that more money and didn't make any other changes, we'd be back in this problem next year. And that's what this budget's about. It's trying to finally balance, structurally balance this budget and get us out of this problem of year after year having deficits to wrestle with.
So you think K-12 funding is where it needs to be and we don't need to add more to that?
You know, that begs a very interesting question. I've been serving in Lansing now for 3 years, and every year when it comes to budget time, I hear people say, we need to properly fund education. And for 3 years, I've been asking, what's it take to properly fund education? I'm interested. How much does it take? And I have yet to be given an answer. All I continue to hear is more. And when we're talking about taxpayer dollars, we have to make sure that we use those wisely. So I want to have that conversation, but I've not found anybody that will provide an answer yet.
You're tightening up welfare a little bit, especially with the four-year plan?
That's correct. We're placing a 48-month hard cap that is 4 years for able-bodied adults. So if somebody's disabled or there are other situations, there are exemptions, but we're talking about able-bodied adults. I think that's important not only for the budget, but we also have to reverse the trend where government traps people in a cycle of dependency. I don't think that's good for the human spirit. People want to provide for themselves. So we have to make sure that we have more jobs available in Michigan, but we also have to make sure that we don't have policies that trap people in that situation of dependency.
Jace Bulger is the Speaker of the House. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Good to be with you, Tony.